inhibitors are our approaches on that. Again, the major risk factors for breast cancer fit in four different areas. Family history is probably the most well-known. There's a whole range of reproductive and hormonal factors I don't have time to go into. But the two that maybe we should be doing a little bit more are benign pathology. Women with atypical hyperplasia have a fivefold risk of breast cancer. I don't think they get told about that anywhere very much, that they really are at increased risk and need some kind of at least additional surveillance. And mammographic density, which is the one that